of. It's 7 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day programs Monday morning. Hello. Dr. Pam Popper will be joining us with commentary on sleepwalking, amongst other things. How many people are walking in their sleep these days? Jennifer, you walk in your sleep?
I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah. How would you know if you're by yourself?
Whether my oldest daughter does.
Does she really?
Oh, my God. I used to laugh at her all the time.
Wow. Did she fall down or anything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was dangerous. One time she was about 8 years old, and she was supposed to be going to the bathroom. She's wandering through the kitchen, and she headed towards the back stairs. And I
could, really?
Yeah, I just couldn't stop laughing at her.
Ooh.
I said, where are you going? And she had that deer in the headlights look.
Right.
She's to the bathroom. And no.
Down the stairs and around the corner.
She was asleep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes when I get up and go to the bathroom, it isn't often, but you get up in the middle of the night, and you just kind of... You know your way to where you're going, and
she used to talk in her sleep too. She still does, yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Oh my God, hysterical.
I don't walk in my sleep, but I do this show in my sleep, and it's
really,
yeah.
We've noticed that.
Pretty good job, I do something.
Right, exactly.
Pushing
it was the day of a big sale. Long line had formed by opening time in front of the store. Man pushing his way to the front of the line, only to be pushed back. People shouting at him. Man kept attempting to get to the store. He was knocked down, thrown to the end of the line, got ready for another try, said to the person at the end of the line, that does it. If anybody hits me one more time, I'm not going to open the store. Dr. Pam Popper joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
Pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
13 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Everybody is here, including Dr. Pam Popper, who runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. She is pretty tied in, clued in, connected to a lot of great thinking when it comes to your health and well-being. A study out today, Pam, on sleepwalking and what causes it, and the fact that it's more common, apparently, than was previously thought. And even though, I mean, a lot of times if you television shows and movies and things like that, you sort of are teased about it if you do any sleepwalking. But apparently, people have been known to leave their homes, drive, cook, engage in all kinds of things while they are asleep. 16,000 U.S. adults either have or do now regularly sleepwalk, and not just going to the bathroom and that kind of stuff. And I guess I wonder out loud whether this is a medicinal. Is this what would cause? What's going on in one's body that would make you get up and walk when you were asleep?
Well, it is common, and in fact, when I was a kid, I did it a couple times.
Really?
My parents told me, but I think the new focus on this is as a result of the fact that a common side effect of some of the drugs people take to sleep is sleepwalking, and some of the frightening stories about people getting in their car and driving and that sort of thing have happened to people who are taking drugs for sleep.
Ah.
And then there are all kinds of side effects to other drugs that people take, antipsychotic drugs and
right,
that sort of thing that cause it. But I think that the increase is not that, oh my gosh, something is in the water or the food that's causing this. I really think it's a side effect of drugs. And we've got so many people taking so many of them now.
I know it. Well, they aren't doing the right thing by themselves when it comes to food. I was noticing over the weekend a comment board that was posted on one of the blogs about organic food. And the headline in the article, "Does organic food turn people into jerks?"
Well, that's an interesting study. I thought that was place to happen, right?
And I don't know why I thought of you. I didn't mean it in a...
Because you think I'm a jerk?
No, not at all. Good heavens, if I thought you were a jerk, you wouldn't be here. But I think it's interesting how people who don't eat organic food think those who do are snobs and don't think about the benefit of it isn't in their mind. They just
think the other side of it, though, is we have some obnoxious people inferring that if you don't eat organic food, that there's something wrong with you. And the reality is, I still insist that if you're going to eat animal foods, they must be organic. I think the risks are too high. But when it comes to plant foods, there are a lot of people that they're not available as much. I mean, last week or 2 weeks ago in Port Clinton, if I wanted organic tomatoes, I couldn't have. There's no price I could pay. They just simply weren't there.
Yeah.
So availability is an issue, and for many people, the price of organic food is an issue. And so I think it goes both ways. I think there are some people that perceive people who eat certain ways to be snobs, and I think there's maybe a little bit of an attitude on behalf of some people, the little air of superiority. And I've seen this in people who are real passionate about this. They come, I think, from the right place in their heart, but they don't realize how off-putting their attitude can be.
Well, I think the whole business about healthy food, healthy eating, and the concept that people who will spend money for more expensive food automatically are getting better food, or they think they are, and that's not necessarily the case at all. As a matter of fact, I think you can make a good case, and I think we touched on this recently, how healthy food is easily procured, and when you compare what it costs to go to a farmer's market or local markets, buy really good, healthy, local food, whether it's vegetables or maybe some of the meat that's available, and you prepare it yourself, you can do it for much less than you would go to a fast food restaurant. I mean, the average meal at a fast food restaurant, what, about $8?
Oh, easily.
All right, so what can you cook for a family of four if you have $32, excuse me, to spend?
Oh, you can make soup for 6 months. I mean, you know, I watched Del whip up a Tuscan bean stew in anticipation of some guests we had at the office.
This is your chef.
And he made this ginormous pot of soup. Everybody loved it and had multiple servings. So we fed, like, out of the pot of soup that probably cost $6 to make, we fed eight people lunch, that and a salad, and there was food left over, you know, so it's very inexpensive if people will prepare food. But most people have lost that art. In fact, I was asked, what's the hardest thing about my work? And I think it is that we have to teach people how to shop and make lists and plan meals for the week. It's become somewhat of a lost art. I mean, my mother kept house that way. I did when my kids were small. You had to. But it's become a lost art. It's like 5:30. We're hungry. What do? Let's go drive someplace and
That's it. Somebody said to me the other day that they pretty much go out for meals every night.
Yeah. And I would get tired of that.
It's really not
an economic issue. It's just, I like eating at home.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, it's just interesting to figure out, and I know you deal with all these things. If you check out Pam's website, wellnessforum.com, you'll find lots of wonderful things about food, nutrition, her hot yoga, hot stuff, all of that stuff.
Yeah, the hot stuff particularly.
Right, Pam Popper, PhD, hot stuff, here on Good Day at 19 past the hour.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right. Testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Trending today, our Hoda and Kathy Lee friends off camera.
Nope.
Pretty important, 21 after.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide. But talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see CentOS trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With CentOS trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Early in the stack. Thank God I'm a country. Whoops, wait a minute. I'm supposed to tell what this is, right? All right, so we're going to do...
So it's pretty much the gimme in the group.
Right, it's pretty easy anyway. Right, exactly.
Actually,
Chris, this is a good combination of music. We are now starting at number five, playing the top five songs from this week in 1975. We haven't done this for a long time, haven't they? Have we, Richie?
No, we haven't done it for a while.
Okay, so here's what the rules are for this contest.
We did it Friday, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you did it with these songs?
Yeah, the 1982 song.
Oh, I don't want to do it again.
No, just the same contest, different. No, Doug.
Nope. I will
Doug, different
do something
song.
You did on Friday.
Doug, we did different songs.
No, I'm not doing it.
It was 1982.
We're finished.
It was
over.
1975.
Thank God we're John Denver.
Thank you. Yeah, we have to finish this.
Boy.
You have to see this through.
No, I'm not doing it.
Everybody
what?
Wants to play now.
No,
yeah.
Not
that.
No,
I'm
not.
Cheat everybody like
I
that.
Because I don't want to do something that we did just the other day. I don't think that's fair.
It was totally
what?
Different, though.
Totally different. Different era of music.
We missed it, though.
I won't sing this time.
All right. You sang when you were doing this?
Yup.
All right. So I have a 2020 news quiz question now. What?
You know the great thing about this? I control the buttons, so while he does his 2020 news quiz, I'll play the songs behind him. And if you know what these five songs are, you can still call in and answer them. I control the phones. I control the music.
You're in control, Richie. No question about it. You are the man.
So this is number four. Go ahead and give us your 2020 news quiz question, Doug.
The Secret Service has given names to the candidates for president. That's how they get their handles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the Secret Service gives you a name.
Let me interrupt you for 1 second. That was number four. Here's number three. Okay, continue.
Right.
Yeah.
Newt Gingrich, identified by the Secret Service as T-Rex. Because he was like a dinosaur in terms of politicians. Herman Cain was dubbed Cornbread by the Secret Service.
Really?
Oh, but that's what that was their name for him.
Okay.
Santorum.
No, hold on one second. This is number three. Here comes number two.
I'll be there before the next year.
God, I forgot how pretty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, 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 don't give it away.
Oh, excuse me.
All right, 1-800-510-8255 if you want to answer Doug's question, or which you hadn't gotten to yet, or if you know the top five songs.
I haven't had a chance to get to my question because you've been monopolizing
your question.
Airways. All right, so Santorum's name was Petrus, which is Latin for a reference to St. Peter. Apparently, they felt that he was overly religious, so they gave him a religious sort of connection.
These names are kind of slaps in the face, aren't they?
A little bit, yep. All right, so here's our question. The nominee is Mr. Romney. What's his Secret Service name? 800-510-8255. It is not a slap in the face, I will tell you that. And it's sort of connected to his father. You know anything about his father? I mean, this is something that is such a pig and a poke. His father didn't have six wives. Hey, Roberto, will you get off the Mormon thing, please? Anyway, what name did the Secret Service put on Mr. Romney? Has to do with his father and his father's business. I'll give you that much of a hint. All right, 800-510-8255.
All right, here's number one. So if you're able to get all those songs and you remember what they are.
800-510-8255. I'm interested in Romney's Secret Service handle. Richie wants you to identify the top five songs from this week in 1975. I'll probably win on this one, Rich.
Yeah, you will.
800-510-8255. What is the Secret Service code name for Mr. Romney? 800-510-8255. 20 and after on today.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Animal.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Doug Steffen Good Day Pro. We have two things working at the moment. The top five songs from this date, 1975. Number five is John Denver. Number four, The Carpenters. Number three, The Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Two is Freddie Fender. One is Earth, Wind, and Fire. But you have to tell us what the names of the songs are. All right. I gave you half
that. There's a gimme there.
I got you halfway through it. And my question is to identify the Secret Service code name for Mr. Romney. And it has to do with his father's car company. I don't think I went that far with my hint before. Did I, Richie?
You did not.
No, okay. Has to do with his father's car company, what the Secret Service calls Mr. Romney. What is it? What do they call Obama?
Oops. We're oops today.
cruel and abusive. All right, 800-51. I don't know what they call it. Isn't there, like, normally
Renegade.
It's POTUS or something, isn't that?
Renegade.
They call him Renegade?
Yeah.
Really?
Not so much. 800-510-8255 on Good Day. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And now, earlier...
He chose his own name. Obama did.
Did he?
Yeah.
So, what is going on with Facebook? We've had some reports Facebook was down and up and...
I don't know. I just went on it. It seems fine to me.
I can't get in.
What did you do, Rich?
Yeah. I don't know. I did something, apparently.
He doesn't like you. Maybe you didn't send a wedding gift.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
That's what I think it is.
The story at DougSteffen.com today, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg changed his relationship status and married his girlfriend of 9 years. They've been dating since she was in college. I don't
she's
know that
still
this
in
is.
College, isn't she?
Is she? Well, she's
student?
Trying to
she's
get a
doctor.
She's going to be a doctor.
Yeah.
I don't get. I don't. Why? Unless there's got to be a prenuptial, like up the bazunga, on that, don't you think?
Either way, even with a prenup, she's going to be okay.
Yeah. Let's say she steals half of his stuff.
Steals it?
What is California, that? Baby.
California, 50-50.
Right.
Let's say she gets half of everything.
Yeah.
He's still fine.
Right. Of course he's fine. So that's the, a little gossip is actually good for the soul. Phil Phillips, who is the Idol finalist.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it boil down to, by the way? Who are the final two?
Jessica and Phil.
Yeah, what's the
no?
It was an outrage. Our guy went.
The other guy went out.
Yeah,
Josh,
you know why?
He's gone.
All the girls love Phil Phillips.
Yeah, but really? I still think Jessica's going to win.
I do
really
too.
Do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, he has severe kidney problems, and he went to Georgia. His doctor told him he needed surgery immediately, but he said, "I'm not going to. Even though I'm in excruciating pain, I'm going to finish American Idol."
I think like a bad kidney to put.
Exactly. I think this is a put-up job. What do you think? Yeah, he's trying to win at any cost.
Maybe that's why he growls so much when he sings.
Really?
He could,
yeah,
he could
it looks like
in
he's
pain.
In pain when
yeah.
he sings.
Yeah.
Or maybe he and John Travolta are friends.
No.
All right. Speaking of that, a male reporter at the Moscow premiere of Men in Black 3 tried to
this
kiss
is funny.
Will
Did
Smith.
You see the video?
No.
The
video's hysterical. The guy is just standing on the red carpet, and he comes up to Will. And Will is actually very nice and accommodating. The guy hugs Will.
Yeah.
Will hugs him back without seeming, you know, too upset. The next thing you know, the guy lays a lip lock on Will, and Will pushes him out of the way. And he's like, that dude just tried to kiss me.
Whoa.
I'm out.
He says, he's lucky I didn't sucker punch him.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, I guess is why is the answer. And my why is, why are they premiering Men in Black 3 in Moscow? Why are they doing what?
Good question.
When
I thought they'd change
here?
It to be Men in Red in Moscow.
So Jenny McCarthy is taking it off for Playboy again.
Mm-hmm.
Been 20 years since she did that. Pamela Anderson got a little frisky during the meal at the L.A. Steakhouse, Bao. Where is that?
Boa.
Jennifer?
Boa.
Oh.
Bao.
Mr. Hipster. This is like in your neighborhood, too.
Is it really? Where is it?
Yeah, it's in Santa Monica. Boa.
Oh, it's on
Boa.
The corner. It's a sushi place, kind of.
Kind of. A Japanese steakhouse.
It's on Santa Monica Boulevard near the promenade. I think it's 4th
there you
and.
Go.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I know the place.
Bao.
I'm just watching this Will Smith thing. I think he did hit him.
He did. Really? He pushed him, but he
and then he like lightly slapped him in the face.
Yeah, lightly.
Anyway, so
but Pamela Anderson, this is so funny because this is so what happens to me when the Kings win.
Oh, really?
She was all
did you
excited.
Lap dances for
yes,
the guy
after,
you got the game with
after the, exactly after the Kings won. She went out to dinner, and she was all, I guess, hyped up from the victory and probably from the beer that she drank at the game, and gave some guy a lap dance. There you go.
Lucky.
You should go to Bow all the time when you're in Santa Monica.
I'm always in the wrong place at the wrong time.
See if you can catch her.
Yeah. Bow, is that it?
Bow. It's Boa.
Boa.
They go to the Hollywood house. Bow.
Hey, actually, I know exactly.
The paparazzi's at a Bow.
Brendan and I went there. Brendan and I went there once.
You did, and you don't know how to pronounce the name of the place.
It's one of those. Cheeky
it's swanky.
Places. Yeah, right. And they have that hard wood furniture. I know. All right. So. Billy Bob Thornton
goes to Bow.
Uh-oh.
I want whatever you're smoking this morning, Jen.
I'm not smoking. I ate a Bow.
Shall I? I'm going to Santa Monica on Wednesday. Do you think I should take the kids over to
Bow?
Okay.
You're staying out of this.
Instead of that hardwood furniture.
Billy Bob.
Not like the chairs.
You know, Heather, I may have made a mistake with Heather. She and Jennifer could be co-conspirators.
Yeah, together.
Yeah, and they did Friday all by themselves. By the way, Roberta, you okay? You didn't show up on Friday.
I'm fine. I had a construction emergency.
We had the whole show planned around you, and you didn't show up.
I know.
The whole show.
I know.
Wow. Billy Bob Thornton says he blew it with Angelina Jolie. They parted on good terms. He has nothing but great things to say about her.
They gave each other's blood back, and they said, let bygones be bygones.
So weird.
He's got a new book called The Billy Bob Tapes, A Cave Full of Ghosts.
He's so weird, that guy.
So who wants to read this book?
Not I.
No. No interest.
He says, Angie writes, and there's a foreword to the book. She wrote the foreword to the book. She writes, he has an unmatchable wit that can make you laugh until your face hurts. Some people walk through life able to quiet the voices in their heads. He can't. And I and everyone else who knows him well love him for it. I know one thing. The world would certainly be a hell of a lot more dull if this man were not in it.
You know what's funny? I don't picture Angelina Jolie as the type who likes to laugh a lot.
No, you don't see her laughing.
Mostly because she looks hungry all the time.
Yeah, she does.
Well, it also creates wrinkles.
Right. Oh, I can't have that. All right, so what did we get for neither of us? Because you wrecked my quiz.
It's all my fault, yeah.
You did. You wrecked it by doing the... People are confused now. They don't know which question to answer, so they didn't answer any of the questions.
Mine's more fun, though.
Not necessarily.
You get to go yee-haw and stomp your foot around this morning.
Yeah. All right, so John Denver, Thank God I'm a Country Boy, number 5. From this week in 1975. Number 4, Karen Carpenter and her brother Richard. Only Yes, this is one of my favorite songs of theirs. Crank it up, Richard. That's a great job.
It's you on the castanets back there, isn't it?
Yeah. You showed me the way to leave the past and know that they both had their brilliance. He did. This, by the way, I don't know if you know this. Every Carpenter song, for those of you who come from that era, was all done by just the two of them. That's it. She did all the voices. Once in a while, if they needed a male voice, he would chime in. He did all the orchestration and laid it down on 8 tracks. Everything, all the music, all of the cast, whatever was in there, they'd lay down the basic bed, then she'd sing. And then he'd put in more instruments, and then she'd do the chorus.
Yeah, listen to her singing over herself about 4 times.
And just amazing, actually, what they created. All right, number...
thanks to Buddy Holly, by the way, the first one to really start that.
Yep. Number 3, the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. This is the only song they ever had. Number 3, Jackie Blue.
Nothing but a good one.
From this week in 1975. Number 2...
I'll be there.
Freddie Fender, Before the Next Teardrop Falls, number 2, and number 1. This is, by the way, during the era when it was easier for country tunes to cross over into the pop world. Shining Star by Earth, Wind, and Fire, one of the great contributing bands in that era, I think, for sure. All right, and the answer to our question... We got some calls now shaking into. Shall I give this a minute, Richie?
Give it another 30 seconds.
All right, we'll do a couple things here, and then I'll tell you, if you don't have the answer, what the Secret Service code name is for Mr. Romney. All right, let me give this guy a shot at it. Right? Richard's in the Florida Keys. Hi, Richard. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning, Doug.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good
Rich
morning.
And staff, listen, I'm a little confused, but Doug, your answer would be, how about Falcon?
You know, but that's a Ford product. You got to think American Motors product. The Falcon is a Ford, but the equivalent, you're pretty warm actually, Richard.
It's a great name.
The equivalent for the Falcon produced by American Motors. Do you remember the name of the car?
What
was the equivalent?
Bel Air.
No, that's a Chevrolet.
I know.
That was a much bigger car than the Falcon.
Chevy.
Small. This was the first car American Motors made on its own. They did a lot of...
I'll give you a clue. Doug's girlfriends used to call him this.
Small? No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sorry.
There goes your prize.
Yeah, we'll be talking to you. Well, have a nice day, Richard. We'll talk to you later. Adios. Kind of a You probably put him up to that, though.
I had nothing to do with that. That's too good.
Okay. Yeah, everybody's
all right,
a comedian.
You can give it away now.
You want me to tell you the answer? Javelin. Javelin.
I was thinking Rambler.
Me too. That's I'm looking at Rambler.
Well, but you didn't
that
find
would not
that.
Be a nice name, though.
Yeah,
well, here
sure
comes the Rambler.
I'm a rambling man.
Javelin is the name the Secret Service have given him.
Well, I was thinking AMC Rambler.
Right, Javelin. But the Rambler was another. Rambler was not produced by American Motors. It was a Nash product.
It was then taken over by AMC. Yes.
Well, it's the best song ever by Kenny Rogers.
Rambling Man? Rambler?
No, the Rambler.
Rambler, yeah.
It's the Gambler.
Then there was the round car. What was the American Motors? What was that round car?
Pacer.
The Pacer.
I saw one this weekend at the Cruisers weekend where it was tubbed out with the big...
Oh, yeah, that was the main interesting.
Hysterical.
Yeah, very, very... but Javelin was the name, anyway. Valerie Harper from Mary Tyler Moore says, don't expect her new book, I Wrote a Book. Get it?
I Wrote a Book.
Valerie Harper played Rhoda.
I like that, Rhoda,
on Mary Tyler Moore. I Wrote a Book. She says, it will not be a Hollywood takedown because... I didn't sleep around that much.
That much.
So then why will anybody read it, Rhoda?
It's going to be a tell-all.
A tell-all what?
It's square. She says, I haven't slept with that many people. Certainly not famous people. I'm not addicted to any drugs. I was not an alcoholic. And so she asked her publisher if a book without titillation would sell. And the guy said, sure. People are nostalgic. They want sweet. There have been enough rehab books. So would you buy her book, I Wrote a Book?
Faster than I'd buy Billy Bob Thornton's book, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, though. All right, we must pause here in the action, 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper let you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I cross many rivers and highways, over mountains, shore to shore. Yeah, I carry the nation on my back, and if they ask me, I'll carry more. The future rides on American freight rail. Every hour of every day, working to build a dream. Behind the scenes and scenery, I know how much it means. The future rides on American freight rail.
Freight rail honors our veterans this Memorial Day and every day. Nearly one of every four freight rail jobs is held by a veteran, and we'll hire thousands more vets this year. Find your railroad career at aar.org/jobs.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
If you have something that's sore, work it out. Monday morning, stretch everything out. Stretch it out!
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a 4-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had 4 wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We got in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their towel and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here for Movie Moments, a review of the big movies over the weekend. Don't know if there's any surprises. We'll find out. We're starting with movie music. This is Eddie Murphy and Antonio Banderas from Shrek the Third, which was the number one movie during this week in 2007. Thank you for falling.
Thank you for letting me,
Be my
size elf. M-I-C-E.
Mice elf again.
Yeah, myself again.
Yeah. How do these guys sound together? Really, that's them doing it, huh?
Sure it is. Yeah. As Donkey and...
Yeah,
what's that? Puss in Boots?
Yeah. Track the third. All right. That says there's a certain amount of reference there. Chuck, as I said, is going to report on the big movies over the weekend, top 5 coming up. Right now, though, our movie quiz. So I'm going to give you a list of clues. You'll win our prize if you can identify. First one in here at 800-510-8255. Here we go. All work and no play. Overlook Hotel. Wendy. Colorado. You got it, Chuck, all right?
Yes.
Okay. 800-510-8255. You put the clues together. Tell us what the movie is. Win the swell prize if you haven't won before on Movie Moments. All Work and No Play. Overlook Hotel. Wendy and Colorado are the clues from the movie. Is that...
Me neither. No idea.
Oh, really? I had it at the first. Come on. Think about it. Yeah.
All Work and No Play. Overlook Hotel. Wendy and Colorado. All right. figure that out. Call us at 800-510-TALK. Chucker, meanwhile, gives us some movie results, I guess. He went to see a couple of movies. I went to see The Avengers. We'll give you a review in a moment here on Good Day.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play, that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You'll go in.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Little pigs, let me come in. Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
All right. A little extra added help there. Thank you, Rich. Meanwhile, 800-510-TALK. A lot of people want to get in on this. We'll get to it in a moment. First, though, Chucker, the results at the box office over the weekend.
For the third straight weekend, Doug, The Avengers literally swallowed up the entire box office, number one again. $55 million in business. This film's done big money, over $400 million here in the United States.
I saw it, and I didn't. It was okay. It was just another big blow-em-up, shoot-em-up movie, as far as I could see.
I think it's a very well-done one. Here's another example on the opposite side. Number two is Battleship, which wildly underperformed, just $25.3 million. It's not good coin for a movie that cost $205 million to produce.
True.
I saw it with my wife Friday afternoon. In one word, this is my review. It was awful.
Yeah.
It's numbing but not exciting. It's noisy but not fun. The aliens are awful, and it's hard to believe that they got bossed something so badly. It just has absolutely no sense of fun. It makes you realize how great a movie Independence Day is.
Yeah.
The Dictator plays third, Sacha Baron Cohen's new comedy, $17.4 million to place fourth, $25 million since opening on Wednesday. Dark Shadows, oh, that was third. Dark Shadows was fourth, $50 million in 2 weeks, below expectations. And What to Expect When You're Expecting with Cameron Diaz, a week, $10.5 million around.
All right, Lisa, where in Ohio are you?
Yes.
Where are you in Ohio?
Continental.
Where's that?
Where is that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's about 20 minutes south of Defiance.
All right. What's the name of the movie?
It's The Shining.
It is. You win. Thank you. From 1980. That's the story.